Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Chaf Gimel, mitzvah 423. As we continue in Parshas Vo'eschanan, in many of the major mitzvahs that are here in Vo'eschanan, Lo Sisaveh, we had Yichud Hashem, we had Avas Hashem, we had the mitzvah of Kriyashma, we just had the two mitzvahs of Tefillin, and now we have the mitzvah of Mezuzah, one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mezuzah. As it says, two places in the Torah, Uchasavtam al Mezuzos Pesacha Uvisharecha. You shall write on the doorposts of your house, uvisharecha, and on the doorposts of your gates. This is the mitzvah of mezuzah. Though the Torah says the mitzvah is to write the mezuzah, uchesavtam, we know the mitzvah is not to write the mezuzah, but it says you have to read the second half of the pasuk, mezuzah beisach uvisharecha. The mitzvah is to affix the mezuzah. Writing the mezuzah is the hechsher mitzvah that we are mekayim, like all other hechsher mitzvahs, but the ikar mitzvah is to putting up the mezuzah. If I write the mezuzah and I never put it up, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is putting up the mezuzah. It is a special type of hechsher mitzvah that Itziv coins the phrase in the end of the she'iltos, that there are two different types of hechsher mitzvahs. There's a hechsher mitzvah ha-ksuva ba-Torah, a hechsher mitzvah that is referred to in the Torah itself, versus most of the time when the Torah just tells you to do the mitzvah and the hechsher mitzvah is just implied. It's a given. But here by mezuzah, it's one of the few places, one of the five or six places, where the Torah itself says that, mentions explicitly the hechsher mitzvah. Uchisav tam, that is the hechsher mitzvah ksuva ba-Torah, along with a couple of others as well. Sukkah and marriage and a couple of others. Anyway, so says the Sefer HaChinuch, Likvoa mezuzah mezuzas beitenu. There's a mitzvah to affix a mezuzah on the doorways of our house. Shene emar, uchasavtam al mezuzas beisach uvisharecha. V'inyan mezuzah hi. What is the mitzvah mezuzah? Shekos v'chtei parshios ben haTorah. B'klaf echad. We write two parshios on one klaf. It's one klaf. Like we saw the tefillin. Well, the shilin shel yad is one klaf. The shilin shel rosh is four klafim. Mezuzah is one klaf with both parshios on it. V'hein shema ad uvisharecha, v'hayim shemoa ad al ha'aretz, v'kovin osab in mezuzas pesach habayis. So we affix it to the doorways of our houses. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the message behind this mitzvah is Li Yozi Karon La Adam, Be'emunas Hashem B'chaleis Ba'ol Le'beisov Etzeiso. So we have a remembrance, and remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second that we go in and we go out. U'kamosha Kasavti B'inyan Tfilin, like I wrote B'inyan Tfilin. U'kinyan Shamru Zacharnum Avracha, like Chazal say, we put it in our doorway, so we always remember to go out. The Rambam has a beautiful lashon in Hilchos Tfilin. The Rambam says, Chayiv Adam Lehizahir B'mezuzah, Be'bnei Shehi Choves HaKol Tamid. A mitzvah says b'chuyev to put up a mezuzah. It's even more unique in a way than tzitzis and tefillin, because this is 24/7. You put this up, you're making the mitzvah every second. And at every moment that a person goes in or out, every doorway, think how many times we go through doorways in our life. Yifka b'yichud Hashem shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will meet and he'll come in contact when he'll remember the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkar ahavaso, he will remember God's love for him. V'yeyur mishenaso, and he will wake up from his sleepwalking through life. V'shkiyosav b'havle hazman, v'yeda, and he will know she'ein davar ha'omeid la'olam ula'olmei olamim ela yediyah sur olamim, the only eternal item, not even an item, the only eternal idea, the only thing that lasts forever is our connection to Hashem, our connection to the Tzur Olamim. So as we think of that throughout our day, whenever we walk through a doorway, miyad, hu chozer l'daito, v'holich b'darchei misharim, immediately it should awaken us and inspire us to follow God's path. Amr Chacham and Rishonim, and that's what Chazal say, call me sheyesh lo tefillin v'rosho, u'bizroo, v'tzitzis b'bigdo, u'mezuzah b'pischo. This is the triumvirate. Tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. We're finally up to the third of these. Tzitzis we did in Parsha Shlach. Tefillin we just did in mezuzah. Muchzaku shelo yechta. If somebody is careful, then there's a muchzak. He has so many reminders. Shari yeishlo mazkirin rabim. Because he has many mazkirin, many reminders to follow Hashem. And then the Rambam adds, v'hein hein ha-malachim shematzilin oso milachto. And these are the malachim that save him from sitting shenemar chone malach Hashem saviv li reya val yechal etzem. So this is the Rambam in terms of the special quality of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Finishing the chiddush of this paragraph, and this is what Chazal say: the mitzvah zu amar b'zeira amar of masar amar Shmuel mitzvah hanicha b'tchilas shlosh elyon. Where do we put the mezuzah? We put it on the bottom part, the lowermost part of the top third of the doorway. Top third of the doorway, which in general, in most doorways, is lower than people think. If you ever take out a measuring, so you see people take out a measuring instrument in order to know which part. Many times the mezuzah, we do it by eyesight. But really, Megara did, it seems like we should do it exactly. We have to put the entire cloth in the lowest part of the upper third of the doorway. Why? Because that's what most people, it's eye level. It's a little bit of shoulder level, obviously, depends how tall a person is. There's a machlokas in the poskim, most no sekelim on Shulchan Aruch, and Yeradeh hold, what if somebody has a very, very tall doorway? So you put it in the top third, it's going to be all the way up, nobody's going to see it. So the minhag, the shach and the taz both say that what you put at that shoulder length then. It's not in the above third, the top third, but that's what, if somebody has a very tall doorway, that's where one puts it. Because it's about being mazkir. The interesting discussion of the achronim the other way. What if somebody has a doorway to a gan, a doorway to a kindergarten, and you want the little kids to be able to kiss the mezuzah? So do you put it very, very low so the kids can kiss it, or do you put it in the bottom, the top third of the doorway? So I once heard B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once asked this question, and he said, let the kids jump up. Meaning, the message being, put it in the normal way, and let the kids see it up there, and let them yearn and strive and jump. A lot of eitzah and chachma in that advice. Amar Rabba, finishing up this paragraph, mitzvah l'adicha v'tevach ha'sabach l'mchus ha'rabim, and we also don't only put it in the bottom of the top third, but if there is a thick doorway, a deep doorway, you put it at the within a tefach close to the outside, because so that you come and meet it right away, and also that the shmira element, which we'll talk more about in a minute, goes for the doorway as well. My taima, Rabbanan, Amri, ki heche detifke beve mitzvah miyad. Besides this idea of the maisa mitzvah, mezuzah, maybe more than any other mitzvah, has a type of shmira element. This is mentioned already in the Rishonim. Not even only in the Rishonim, in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions this. Where do we see this? The famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, the story of Onkelos. Onkelos bar Clonimus. He became a convert. And the Caesar, the Caesar, sent a group of Romans, officers to get him back. Mashchinu Bakroi. So Onkelos started talking to them in Torah, and they all converted. And then the Gunda, the Caesar, sent another group and said, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. So they went there and they talked to him. And he says, let me tell you something about life. Right? Not about Torah. They're like, okay, well, about life is not gonna hurt us. So he talks about in the army, you have lower officers and higher officers and captains and generals. And the lower ones always service the upper ones. But, says Onkelos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he holds the fire for us. He holds the fire for us. Hashem holech lefnei yom yomam, the ananei akavid, the ananei, the amuda esh. They're like, wow. And they all convert. So the Caesar says a third group and says, don't talk to him at all. Don't say a word to him. So they find, and then they walk out of his house and they see he puts his hand on the mezuzah. This is the source. Put his hand on the mezuzah. They're like, what are you doing? They couldn't hold themselves back. He said, well, you're not supposed to talk to me. They said, no, just tell us. So he says, usually the Secret Service are outside and the president is inside. Our king stays on the outside and guards us. They say, wow, and they convert, and the Caesar gave up. Caesar gave up. So you see, there's something special about the mezuzah. What did Onkelos say? Because Hashem guards us from the outside. And the tour also feels the need to mention this in the beginning of Hilchot Mezuzah, in Yoredeya Simen Reish Pei Hei. He quotes the same chazals that the Rambam did. And then he quotes, V'gdola mizeh shahabayis nishmar al yada. Kamosha darshu b'pasach Hashem shomrecha v'chulu. And he quotes the Gemara by Onkelos. So the Ksur quotes, V'gdola mizeh. The Beis Yosef, the Bach are all bothered. What does gdola mizu mean? You do the mitzvah, and there's arichas yamim even in the mitzvah, because it says, "L'man yirbu yimeichem yimeivenechem," right after mezuzah. And then he quotes, "Gedola mizah the bayis is nishmar." So the Nosei Kelim on the tour discuss what exactly does the tour mean in terms of that. But either way, this is an important element. One shouldn't, the Rambam points out, do the mitzvah l'shem the shmira element. If somebody thinks the mezuzah is just an amulet to use to guard the bayis, then that he's ruining the great mitzvah mezuzah. He says, the Rambam says, in Hilchot Mezuzah, Eluk shekosvin mi bifnim. There's people, says the Rambam, that write names of Malachim and Kedoshim and other Psukim on the Mezuzah itself. Harehi bechlam mi she'elam chelok olam haba. She'elu atipshin, strong language, these foolish people. Lo dailohem shebitlu ha-mitzvah. Not only are they mevatel the mitzvah, but they're taking this great mitzvah gedola, which is Yichud Hashem and Avasov Avodoso, and they're making it like a kemiah. Says the Rambam, you can do the mitzvah. You got to do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. And Echinami, there's a Shmira element, but don't do it for that reason. Okay, so let's get into the mitzvah again. There are many, many halachas that apply to Hilchas Mezuzah. We'll see if we can touch on a number of them. Mididiya Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, Mash Amr Zacharu Mavracha, Sheshte Parshios Ela Ma'akvo Zeh. The mitzvah of mezuzah is one mitzvah. Both parshios have to be written perfectly in order. If there's any mistake in the mezuzah, then you got to start again. The afilu kasav echad ma'akvan. One letter, afilu achash inasuika hogan. Klar Sheikvil makiv. If there's a letter that does not have empty cloth that is surrounding it on all four sides, that's ma'akiv in mezuzah. Umash Amr, where do you put it? Shechiva mezuzah lahanicha b'mezuzas ha-pesach miyamin. You put it on the right side going in. Shenemar beisecha. Umafarshilu rabbanan biyascha. V'chiyakar inish ragle diamina akabareshi. You put it on the right side going in. The problem is that sometimes there's not always a clear right side. So how do you determine? The Aruch HaShulchan and other postgame discuss that there seems to be a four-step criteria in determining the right side. First and foremost, the easiest one is public to private. Somebody goes from the outside to the inside, the front door of the house, the back door of a house, right? Public to private, then nothing else beats that. That's the highest. You put it on the right side going from outside, from the public to the private. But what if it's within a house? So you don't have public to private. They're both private. Or what if it's both public? So the next question to ask is, and anytime there's an answer to the question, you don't go to the next question. The second question that is asked is the usage of the doorway. What if there are multiple doorways into a room? And the question is, which is the normal door that you enter and that you exit? So if there's one that you enter or exit, so then that the enterer gets the right side on that door and the left side on the opposite. So that's the next question. What is the normal usage of the doorway? If that also, sometimes you enter this way, sometimes you enter that way. Maybe there's no answer to that question either. Then you go to the third question. What about the usage of the room? Is one room a main room while the other one services that room? So again, it'll be on the right side going from the servicer to the main room. Because that's in terms of usage. The third question. And again, if there's nothing related to that, the Gemara talks about cases where you don't have answers to any of these questions. Then the fourth, you go by Hecker Tzir. You go by which way the door swings. The assumption of the Gemara was that the door always swings in. And if whatever swings in, that's the right side. Whatever room it swings into, that's the normal way of going. What happens if you don't answer to any of these questions? All four, you don't have a problem. So that's a question in the postgame. The Shevet Alevi says that either way is okay. That's the Pashtus. Rav Moshe has an unusual tshuva in Yaradeya. In Aleph Kuf Ayin Vav, he says, in that case, there's no chiv at all. If there's no biyascha, there's no derech yamin, then there's no chiv mezuzah. Right? One might think, put up two mezuzahs. No, that's baltosa. That you can't do. But most postgame would say, put up whatever you want. Rav Moshe has this unusual tshuva where he says, no chiv at all, an amazing chiddush. Okay, either way, that's in terms of the right side. How does one put it up? So that's, a well-known machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis, how does it put up? The Gemara Menacha says, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that the mezuzah should not be placed k'minagra, should not be placed like a carpenter. So the question is, what does that mean, like a carpenter? So Rashi there says that a carpenter puts nails straight into the wall, and that's how a mezuzah is not allowed to be. So that's why Rashi says it has to be hung vertically. That's Rashi in Menachas Lama Gimel. Tosfos says they are exactly the opposite. What, has to be straight up? No, straight up. He talks about, the compares that to Kfura, but Tosfos Levaisa says, no, a carpenter puts his tools in straight up into indentations in the wall to keep his tools, and it has to be hung horizontally. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam sounds like Rashi. This is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What are we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Tes says like Rashi. You put it straight up, and the Ramah has his famous compromise. The Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos and then says, the Pshara, put it on an angle. And the question is asked, but that's not Yosei Kodeh to anybody. Rashi says it's got to be straight up. Tosfos says it's got to be across. The answer is no. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Kaminagra is pasul. They say the extremes are possible, not that their shita is ma'akev. That's why the Rama says that diagonally, horizontally is okay, and that the Bali Musa talk about, this is the idea of a pshara right when you walk into a house. You go into a house, shalom bayis, you have pshara. Right at the beginning as you walk into a house. Right? Not too many times do we have a compromised position in halacha. This is one of the few. Again, how much of an angle? Meikar did we pass it like Rashi. So, slight angle. Some say 45 degrees. But others say, let's say if you have a very small doorway and you're going to have to put it almost facing straight up, that's okay, b'di yevin. Why? Because even the Ramah, Igra that holds like Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi. So it's definitely better putting it in straight up. Sometimes people put it on the outside of the doorway because they want to get the angle. No! It's better to put it in the doorway, even if one has to put it almost straight up, than put it outside the doorway. So that's an important ha'ara in terms of positioning. I always have the shayla, what happens if somebody has their mezuzah in and then they realize it's been upside down all these years? So halacha is you're not yotzei upside down. So you make a new, take it out and you make a new bracha. That's if it hasn't been up. Okay, a lot of halacha is discussed. Let's continue. What type of rooms are chayim? So the chinuch here talks about only a dira of kavod. A dira of kavod, meaning a base, a place where animals stay, and others, you know, that are makob shein aroi ladira, that does not have a chayim. So hopefully we'll talk more about that when we get to the tanaim in a minute. Baruch Hashem. Let's continue first. Continue with turning the page. Umach amru mezuzas yachid nivdekas pa'amayim bishavua. The Gemara says that a mezuzah of a yachid should be checked twice every 7 years, v'shal rabim pa'amayim biyovel, and of the rabim twice every 50 years, meaning there's not much of a chayim. So this is what people know in terms of checking their mezuzahs twice every 7 years. Rosh Shlomo Zalman though says, it's quoted in Halicha Shlomo quoted in Hilchas Tefillin, that Bizman Azeh, when we have such good packaging of our mezuzahs, of our tefillin, and it's airtight, v'chulu, that a lot of times problems only start when you open and check. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if there's no reason to think that something happened, so then really there's no chiyuv to check. Lamaisa, once in a while, but really, says Rosh Hashanah, in less than what the Gemara says. If it's an outdoor mezuzah and you're worried, if it got wet, if it's something happened and subject to the elements, then that's a reyasa, so you have to check. But otherwise, says Rosh Hashanah, that he is not a fan of checking mezuzahs and tefillin, because a lot of times when you open them, that already leads to problems. Next, skipping a couple of lines. When does the chiyuv of mezuzah kick in? So the Gemara says, in Menachas Adaf Mem Dalet. Well, it depends where you live, or not. If you own the house, then it does not matter where one lives. That is something that everybody realizes. People think, in the Chutz La'aretz you have 30 days. No. If one owns a house, then one has a chiyuv right away, no matter where one is in the world. If one rents a house, so then there's a difference. In Chutz La'aretz, if one is renting, one has 30 days. The chiyuv is on the renter, not on the balabayis. The chiyuv is on the renter. One has 30 days. And in Eretz Yisrael, because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, one has a chiyuv miyad. What does that mean? Yishev Eretz Yisrael? So some Rishonim say it means, we want to make sure that people don't move out soon after they move in. You want to make sure Eretz Yisrael is populated. So therefore, if you put up a mezuzah right away, there's less chance that you're going to leave. Why? Because of another halacha that we'll talk about soon, that you're not supposed to take your mezuzah, you're not allowed to take your mezuzahs off when one leaves. But anyway, that's one way of understanding the Gemara of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Other Rishonim say no. There's a Beis Halevi in his Sefer Al HaTorah that has a line where he says no. Yishev Eretz Yisrael means that living in Eretz Yisrael is more chashiv inherently, and that's defined as living even if one is renting. There is chashivas to that, and that is why one has to put on a mezuzah right away if one is renting. If one is less than even renting, what's called just in a pundik, rather we would call that a hotel, they only there for a couple of days, that even in Eretz Yisrael, one would be patur. Even though in Eretz Yisrael today, most hotels have mezuzahs on all the doors, but that is, we just mentioned, what is meikar adin. So what I just mentioned, derech agav, is a special takana drabanan. There's a takana drabanan that one is not supposed to take their mezuzahs off when they leave, when they move. One is allowed to take the mezuzah cases off, but taking the mezuzahs themselves, the klafim, should be left. Why is that? So the Rishonim to have a discussion. Either the Shiltos has a lashon, or maybe it's a bizayin. There's a certain mitzvah here that's being done, and now you're going to remove it? Or Tosas about Metziah, the other Metziah has an amazing comment. He says you're being mazik, the next owners. Why? Because there's a shmira element that they go in and move in without that shmira, so you're being mazik them in an indirect way. That's why you're not allowed to take it off. What happens if they say, take it off, then we'll put our own up? So really, the poskim say they should first move in and then take off your mezuzahs and then they can put up their own. You're allowed to mention it to them so they can pay you for the mezuzahs, but Iker Hadin, one is not to take them off. If there's somebody moving in who's a non-Jew, then you take them off. Then you have to take them off because they might be mezalzel in the mezuzah. Good. Again, these are some of the halachas. There's a lot, but let's just finish up. Asar tzarab sarach labayis, kodem shizchayim mezuzah. There are 10 conditions that have to exist. This is a quote from the Rambam that the Chinuch quotes, that you have to be chayim mezuzah. Number one, it has to have at least dalet al dalet amos, which itself is another machlokes achronim. What if you have a very small area, but it serves its purpose? What if somebody has a tiny kitchen? A tiny kitchen, less than dalet al dalet amos. but it serves its purpose. So the poskim say that is chayiv mezuzah, as long as it serves its purpose. But if you have a room, the bi'ikaron, dalet adalet abes, it has to have two side posts, it has to have a mashkof, it has to have a roof. If it's supposed to have a roof, then number five is the controversial one. It has to have doors. This is the sheet of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch does not pask in this way. Shulchan Aruch says it does not need doors. It's a question about how to understand a Gemara in Menachos as well. About doors. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It has to be chol, meaning based on knesses, based on medrash, maker, and don't need, if they're only used for davening and learning. Most of our shuls and yeshivas and bati medrash are used also for eating. Sometimes people take a nap in there, so that would require a mezuzah. Made for diras adam, diras kavod, and diras keva, right? Our sukkah does not need a mezuzah. This mitzvah applies to men and women, zachar and akevis. If somebody lives in a house, v'yavar al zeh, ubana bayis, v'nazal al tikra, it has all the conditions, and you didn't put up a mezuzah, then you mevatel the mitzvah. And even if one puts it on a week later, you mevatel the mitzvah for a week. And even if you lived in there for a week, you still have a chiyuv. You don't just say, oh, I lived in the house already. Like the misconception of that also. Oh, I already used the kli, I don't have to tovel it. No! Even if it's 10 years later, if I just learned the halachas of tilas kalim, I have to tovel my kli. If I just learned the halachas of mezuzah, I have a chiyuv to put up the mezuzah. So again, the mezuzah is one of the unique mitzvahs, along with the other mazkirim of tefillin and tzitzis, in order to keep us following the derech of Avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.